11:30?
I think you get it for 11:30 at night on the side of the road, nobody around, you're taking an emergency measure. I think there should be some slack cut in that incident, huh?
He didn't think so. I thought so.
I tell you what, you just tell him, buddy, people have been taking measures on the ground ever since the days of the darkest jungle. I mean, where'd you think the headhunters in New Guinea, where do you think they take their measures? Some clean restroom with four stalls and soap dispenser? Hell no. They just flap that loincloth back and cut loose. Then they put their butts up against the bark of a tree. Work it. That's if they're feeling good. Sometimes they don't even wear no clothes. Some of them are naked all the time, like the Fagawi tribe. They run around naked all the time. They just take a massive as they're walking. As casual as you and I at break wind, they're taking massive. I heard the story of this father and son cannibal team. They're walking through the Belgian Congo. When suddenly up ahead, they see a couple of white explorers, a couple of honkies. And one of them's reading, the other one's typing outside their tent. And so they sneak up as close as they can get, and then they burst through the clearing, screaming and chanting. Well, them explorers flip out. They don't do a thing. They just stare. The father clubs the guy that was reading over the head, knocks him unconscious. And the son takes after the guy that was typing, but the father says, hey, let him go. And so they let that honky go running off through the woods frantically. As they're dragging the guy that was reading back to the camp, stoking the fire for that night's dinner, the son says, Dad, why'd we let the guy that was typing get away? I don't understand it. We could have had him for dinner tomorrow. And the father told him sagely, Son, always remember, Reader's Digest, Writer's Cramp.
The Grease Man Show, DC 101.